Hi, I'm Dave Clemens. I've got Dan Denning here, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend, here to talk about this week's WaterWise tip. And how are you?
Good. Happy Thursday, Dave.
Happy Thursday. We're already talking about spring because we got to start getting ready, right?
That's right, man. You know, when we have these nice little warm-ups like we did for a spell and, you know, the snow clears up, we can start getting excited and planning about dreaming of warmer times, I guess. You know, we can start thinking about spring and working out in the garden again, something I enjoy and probably a bunch of other people might too. You know, we do have a lot of opportunities in Bend, you know, to help us plan if we're thinking about maybe doing a landscape conversion or a project in our yard this summer or this spring. We do have lots of inspiration around Bend that maybe people don't know of. So I just want to kind of highlight a few of those areas for folks.
Okay. So thinking about spring now, start making your plans. Yeah. Where are we getting our inspiration from?
So we've got a couple of really cool collaborative gardens. The OSU Extension is involved with them and collaborated with different organizations, parks and master gardeners and the City of Bend on a few of them. So we've got the Hollinshead Park. If everyone knows where like the Hollinshead Barn is, right?
Yeah,
there.
Over by Jones Road over there.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. That has a great demonstration garden that was put in about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And you've got, so you can see different schematics of plants. So they have like a totally native section. They have kind of like an ornamental flowering section, and then it highlights different types of irrigation, that you can use. So, it's really informative. And, even though it's still technically winter, you know, some of the things that we think about when we're planning our landscapes are like, hey, is this deciduous? Is it going to lose its leaves? Or does it retain its leaves? So you can kind of get a look and feel of what things look like in the winter.
Okay.
So you can plan for, you know, not just color and your garden, what it looks like in the spring, but also what it looks like in the winter. Okay. So important considerations. Another park is relatively new. This is down off of 15th Street is Alpenglow Park.
Sure.
They just finished the demonstration garden in there, and they've got you know, some natives, again, the ornamental stuff, but they also have an edible section. Oh. So a lot of people don't know you can incorporate like herbs and other edible things right in, mix them in with your landscape.
Sure.
And a lot of them have benefits like keeping away pests and other things too. A couple other ones, we have the Franklin Community Garden right there by the roundabout on 9th and Franklin. And that one has a whole pollinator section. So you can kind of get you know, inspired about what types of plants pollinators might like. So,
sure.
That's a good one. And then the Laurel Pocket Park, which is off of 8th Street, is a complete native garden.
Now, where's that? Is that that little tiny one?
Yeah,
you can. 8th?
Yeah, you can't really see into it from the street because they've got the big conifers surrounding it.
Right.
But once you get in there, there's walking paths and benches and all sorts of cool little features to that garden.
Okay.
It's never too early, and you know, right now we've got the time to actually put pencil to paper. And you know, don't forget to visit your local nurseries. They've got, you know, knowledgeable folks there that can help you, you know, plan out which plants to use and make sure you're thinking of all the different considerations when you're putting your landscape together.
We've been talking to Dan Denning. He's the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. That was this week's WaterWise tip, getting pumped up for spring.
That's right.
Give us the website.
Website is waterwisetips.org.